Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha. What a year. What a fantastic year. We've discussed several, we've had several series, most recently talking about the technology utilized in real estate, chatting with quite a few of my friends here in the Valley and the tech gadgets that they use to do their job better serving you. So if you're interested, kjjr.com, go through the past episodes and podcasts and series and get yourself some education. There you go. All right, so listen, we've got a few more weeks left and I want to have a little bit of fun, especially this weekend. We just probably had a little too much turkey, watched, well, is there such a thing as too much football? I don't think so, Matt, right? Go Grizz, go Grizz. All right, so anyways, it's the season of giving thanks, of taking a look around, being appreciative of that which surrounds you. And I figured we'd do the same with the show. You know, I wanted to kind of, I mean, while I could go on and on and on, I would need definitely the rest of the year to give thanks to all of those that have helped me personally in my profession and continue to help our community through the lens of real estate. I wanted to dive deep. I wanted to go back and pull back the curtain on an unsung hero in the industry. And before I welcome this individual, let's give thanks to my sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, REMAX, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So here's the professional that we all bite our teeth, chew our fingernails a little bit, shake our fists maybe a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome Brian O'Reilly, appraiser. Yeah, I brought an appraiser to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
How did I ever find an appraiser to get onto the show? Probably because you have so many interests that are very similar to mine. You're not just an appraiser. You're a licensed realtor. You also are an investor.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so we could talk a long time, couldn't we?
We could be here for a week.
Yeah. So listen,
similar interests. So
let's keep it simple though, and let's stick to the appraisal process. And I know for the probably three people that are still listening because they heard appraiser and they're like, I'm going to go to, you know, B98. the appraisal part is actually an incredibly important piece of the puzzle during the purchase. Although we've had probably a record number of cash deals this year. And with a cash deal, maybe an appraisal isn't as necessary. Your thoughts, Brian?
It is still a good opportunity to validate the value that you're spending or the money you're putting into the property. But it's a good bargaining tool when you're looking competitive as the market is to kind of have that offer stick out. Not only are you doing a cash offer, but you're waiving any appraisal contingency, you're taking the property regardless.
Buyer beware.
Yes, exactly. So it is definitely a way to separate yourself from, you know, the 20 other offers that come in on
day one. This one is no bones, nothing, no frills. It's just straight up cash.
Yep. We're putting our money where our mouth is.
That's right. Yeah. Buying it as is. So Brian, you've been doing this for a while though, appraising homes.
16 years. We started in 06, officially started our business in 07. So we've seen the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys. And
yeah, for sure.
Made it through.
Yeah, that's good. Congrats.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
So have you been busy this year?
This has actually been our busiest year on record. Actually, last month was our busiest month we've ever recorded as a business. We have two offices, one in California and one here in Montana, and both offices simultaneously put up record numbers.
No kidding.
So it's just a perfect storm of, you know, interest rates are low.
Yeah.
Prices are up. So everyone is also taking advantage of not only the sales, but also the refinance market.
So that's probably a good amount of your business, right?
Yeah, typically the purchases, it's a good balance, 50-50, but I would say in the last couple months, especially with interest rates, increases looming, I think people are jumping in and taking advantage of it while they can. So we're probably 75 to 80% last month may have been refis as opposed to purchases.
Let's go back to the elementary school of appraising. When we order the appraisal, it's not the consumer ordering the appraiser, correct? It's the bank.
Correct, yeah. It's the lending institution. And typically they have an appraisal department or underwriters who handle that. It's usually not even your loan officer. Or the broker you're working with. They have specific people who are in charge of taking care of that.
When they decided to rewrite the rules in, 2010, following the 08-09.
Yeah, exactly. 08-09, they did the Frank Dodd Act, and it was the HVCC. It's a big thing that kind of took away communication from the lenders and appraisers, and they started this middleman, basically appraisal management companies, to kind of handle the transactions between the appraisers and the bank. So there was no...
So gone are the days where I could take you out for shrimp and caviar prior to your appraisal report being due on my desk.
You still can. I'm not going to say no, but...
Yeah, it's not going to change the value of my home, though.
No, nor the communication between us in regards to the appraisal.
Oh, I gotcha.
So they've kind of put up this... extra layer of protection between the banks and the appraisers so that there's no influence.
Right, for the consumer benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For everyone involved. You know, liability as well for the appraisers.
This is why we're giving thanks, because you are an unsung hero. You know, not all of them wear capes. You definitely aren't wearing a cape right now. However, oftentimes while we're shaking our fists, we really should be waving our hands, because you're doing a good deed. And we're going to extract that more. Brian, I got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, can we unpack this further?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio, Brian O'Reilly, an appraiser in our community. We'll be right back.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flat at Home Show. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. Trust that you're doing things well, having a good time, enjoying probably a little bit more turkey and definitely the cranberry sauce. In the studio with me, Brian O'Reilly. He's an appraiser, he's an investor, he's a realtor, and you know what? He's a darn nice looking guy, actually. Actually, you know, I'm gonna go there. You know, we ran the Spartan race together earlier this year.
Yeah.
Speaking of a monumental year, that was the 10K. What do they call that? That was the not the beast. It was the one before the beast. What do they call it? The super. Yeah, we ran the super.
And I've done a lot of those courses, and this is by far the most challenging.
The one here in Big Fork. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By far.
So not just a handsome appraiser. This guy's fit. So. Here I am. I got you on the auction block. Look, the phones are lighting up.
Yeah.
Listen, Brian, so we were talking last segment about the process. And I just wanted to unpack this a little bit further, because I know it can get a little bit confusing, especially in a 100-mile-an-hour market called the real estate market in the Flathead. When an appraisal is ordered, it's ordered through the AMC, the Appraisal Management Company? Company?
Is it?
Okay, yeah. So it's kind of like a round robin. Like, you know, you sort of draw a lotto number, and here we go. Brian's going to be appraising this purchase. The customer doesn't order it. The realtor doesn't order it. It's ordered through
the
lending institution, right?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, because it's protecting the bank's interest in the property.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, defending the value.
Yes.
All right, so... The reason why I'm breaking that down to its elementary 1, 2, 3 is because there's oftentimes a statement that I'll hear that'll say something like, hey, we're thinking about listing our home. Can you come give us a value of the home? In fact, I think I'm just going to order an appraisal. Let's talk about that. What would be the positives of taking that approach and the negatives?
Well, I think there's more negatives in doing a pre-listing appraisal now than any positives. Right now, what we can show on an appraisal doesn't necessarily reflect what you should as a realtor be listing your listings for, because the market's moving so quick.
Right.
We're using sales data to show market value on the date of the appraisal, when your competition's what's active and what's pending. And you know, there could be a 10% gap between that.
Good difference.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a home's marketability versus a home's appraisal value.
Correct, yeah. There's
and
kind
those
of
could
a gray
be,
area
yeah.
with increasing markets. You can't always have those two values align.
Right, right. I gotcha. So, okay. It's kind of like a gallon of water in a desert. It's worth a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the benefits, so if you have a home where maybe your living area you think is not correct, we go out and we professionally measure the house. So then when you go to list the house, you can say, hey, this property's been professionally measured. County record says this, but this appraisal.
But this is the appraisal.
Correct. Record. So there are a few advantages of getting a pre-listing appraisal, but as far as determining a market value or a listing price, it's not really.
Would that be also in the case of maybe a new build or a major renovation? If I bought a 1940s two bed one bath home, on a 1940s foundation, and I went all out. I lifted the house up, poured a new foundation, egress windows. I expanded the whole thing. I mean, now it's a four bed two bath 2,000 square foot house. Major renovation. Would it be beneficial at that point to bring an appraiser on? Or
yeah, because you're changing basically what's reflected on county. You know, you're looking at a new effective age. You're looking at different bedroom, bathroom count.
Okay.
So you can show like, hey, this has been professionally inspected by a licensed appraiser. This is what's reflected on the appraisal report.
Right. And that would be valuable when you go to market. Your realtor has more data or more information about the structure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not just handy homeowners, you know, estimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was talking about myself there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Cool. So 16 years in the business, you've definitely seen, and you've got two operations, one here, one in California.
Yeah.
So, wow, what a great wealth of information because you're able to compare two markets.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to compare two different decades of real estate. You know, the pre-crash and post-crash.
The two cycles, we've been through it.
Yeah. And you stated also last session here, last segment, that this year has been your busiest year and last month has been your busiest month of the year.
Yeah.
October? Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
31 days maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, got the extra one in there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, and then... you know, so Brian, are you seeing, is that trend slowing down at all? Or, I mean, what's the silver lining here?
Well, as far as pricing, we still see either leveling off or increasing. We have seen days on markets increasing. So I think what's happening is, you know, the last 2 or 3 years of real estate's just been a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Whereas prior to that, we saw the seasonality, you know, kids are going back to school, summer ends, and you typically had that drop off where people weren't moving as much. And I think we're going back to that more traditional seasonality of real estate rather than the last 2 or 3 years where it's just been nonstop.
Last year, we didn't even see it stop.
Not at all.
Like, hey, everyone's going back to school. I don't care. I'm still buying. What happened?
You know, I have discussions with people and I'm saying, oh, here we go. Here we go. But I'm thinking, I don't think we're there yet. I just think we're going back to, you know, the seasonal effect of real estate and not a drop off.
Right. So it was shared with me earlier, actually, that we've now reached a new plateau. So meaning things are going to taper off, however, not to where they were prior. It's just a new plateau. It's a little bit elevated, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, if you follow the trends of real estate, that's always how it goes.
That's how it
goes. Dips and valleys, but the valleys never go
all the way back
to the
down.
Previous valley.
Yeah.
You know, so it's constant roller coaster ride up this hill.
That's a good point. Well, hey, Brian, we're out of time. However, I appreciate your time and I appreciate you and your service in our contracts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so have yourself a great remaining Thanksgiving weekend and we'll have to have you on the show again, okay?
Yeah, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving too.
Yeah, this is the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Hey, friends, be well, be safe. Have a good Thanksgiving weekend. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.